Now it's time for Homegrown on 94.7 WPBC LP Charlottesville with your hosts Clinton Johnston and Leslie M. Scott Jones, Charlottesville's only radio show devoted to local arts. And now,
good morning, Sunday morning. Whether you're an art maker, art breaker, an art faker, or an art partaker, welcome all, because of course all are welcome to Homegrown, your show about local art brought to you by the Blue Moon Diner. I'm the one they call Clinton, and I'm here with Leslie, who's the woman whose talent she hones, and she shakes you down to your bones, Leslie M. Scott Jones.
Oh, my. That was a lovely introduction this morning, Clinton. Thank you.
Went for a bit. It went for a bit.
I like the rhyming, though.
You're
very good with the rhyming.
Good.
So it's the rhyming and the accents. Those are my two favorites.
Those are those.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
it. I couldn't remember whether or not I'd done those rhymes before.
No. This one was new.
Was it?
It was
good.
New. Which
good.
I like. I like new.
All right.
It's all new and shiny. How are you this morning, Clinton?
I am fine, Leslie.
How are you?
No, I'm not. I'm tired. I'm really, really tired. I don't know why I'm tired. It's not like...
Are you tired for a good reason, at least?
No.
Oh.
No, for no good reason at all.
No good reason at all? I'm tired for a good reason.
I'm sure you are.
I am. I'm tired for a really good reason.
There's a certain glow about you.
Yes!
Say sort of certain afterglow, you might say.
No, I went to a partner dance class yesterday.
Did you?
In Richmond, yes.
Did you dance with your partner?
I did. I danced with several partners.
You have
stop giving me that look,
so
Clinton.
Much more. What? It's the look of envy. That's what it is. What are you talking about?
I was quite surprised when the guy who was teaching it, he was like, no, come dance with me. I was like, oh. Oh, well, all right.
Now, what in your past life, what in the experiences that you've had in the recent past, or even the distant past, mm-hmm. has led you to be surprised that the gentleman leading the partner dance would be eager to dance with you? Because I really want to hear it.
What? I'm always surprised. I'm always surprised when somebody picks me for anything.
Your core modesty is astounding.
Aw, thank you.
It's delightful. One of the many delightful things about you.
Aw, you're so sweet.
You know what's also delightful?
What?
Our parental advisory.
Let's do that.
We're going to start the show with a parental advisory. A word to all parents out there. Words, they're evil, evil things. We may say, we'll try not to. We, of course, will try not to. But we may say sometime in this show the word progenate. Progenate. So if you've got teeny tiny little kids, or if you yourself are trying to stay right with the Lord, if you're trying to stay right with the big invisible ghost man in the sky,
oh my goodness.
And you don't want him to smite, because he'll smite like that. Like that, the Clint, smite Clint. Will come down. Smite without spite.
No.
Smite that turns this, out the lights.
This one isn't one of my favorite accents.
Progenate.
We need to back up on that.
Watch okay. out.
All right.
Progenate. All right. Leslie, you want to introduce our first guest?
I would love to introduce our first guest, because he's awesome. Local hip-hop artist, Malk. What's up, man?
What's up? How are you?
I'm good. So I saw you at the last Rugged Arts hip-hop showcase at T-Bazaar.
Yeah.
You, like, lit that place, man. I mean, you would not believe it. Clinton, he had people, like, jumping up. Like, the floor was vibrating. People were jumping up and down, like, arms in the air. They were screaming out his lyrics. They knew his songs. Like, that's how hype this guy is.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good show. It was really fun. There was a lot of people there. I wasn't expecting there to be, like, that many people there. But it was really fun. I had a good time.
So how long have you been making music?
I've been making music since like seventh grade. I've been like writing music, but I started officially like recording songs about my junior year of high school. And
so has it all been hip hop from seventh grade, or has it been different styles? How'd you start?
I used to write a lot of poetry in middle school. I never really like shared it with anybody or anything like that. It was just kind of like for my own, you know, personal use. And then in high school, I recorded a song my junior year, and then It was for our high school. It was our high school's theme song, No Fly Zone. And then for our pep rally, they were like, hey, come perform this. So me, a couple other guys, we came and performed the song. And then after that, everybody was like, dude, you have to like record more music. And I was just like, okay. So we started making more and more music.
Okay, so now the reason I asked you to come on the show is because you were the first local artist that I've seen that not only raps, but sings.
Yeah, I sing a lot. I love singing. I grew up going to church and stuff, and I always sang in like the choir, and I did theater in high school, musical theater with Monticello. So
he did West Side Story, Clinton.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I played the role of Bernardo in West Side Story my senior year.
I mean, there's doing West Side Story, and then there's playing Bernardo, which is like, that's hardcore. I mean,
yeah.
That's more than just like random jet number two in the back.
Right.
Yeah, man, he works hard. I'm telling you. So, so you started out writing poetry, and that turned into raps.
Yeah.
So when did you start? Or did you from the very beginning add singing to what you do?
I actually just recently started to add singing into what I did, to what I do. Trying to think, a big influence is Chance the Rapper, and he does a lot of like, you know, poetry based rap and like singing in a lot of his songs. So I like to sing, and I was like, hey, you know, this artist is, you know, making a way for, you know, other artists who like to sing. So, you know, why not follow that little trail right there? So,
yeah, seriously, when he was performing, I'm in the back, I'm having little conversations, and all of a sudden he starts singing. I'm like, oh, wait a minute, hold on, y'all, shut up for a second. I need to. What is going on over here? because the showcase, it's normally like straightforward rap,
right?
You know, and so to see that at the showcase. Something different, and to have so many people already know your songs.
Yeah.
and for the audience members out there who for some reason or other may not know about the Rugged Arts Showcase,
and
the one or two of them.
Yeah, there's
tell them what.
So the Rugged Arts Showcase happens once a month. It's normally the last week, either Friday or Saturday. It happens at the Twisted Branch Tea Bazaar, and it's all local artists. It's run by our buddies. Our buddies, Runt 125th, Fellow Man, and Remy Saint. And so, yeah, what are they?
Spit It Out, Inc.
Spit It Out, Inc. Thank you. That was lost in my brain for a second.
It's early.
It is early, and it's Sunday. But they do it every month, and they have one coming up on the 30th. Of this month, and you said you knew some guys that were
I know a couple of guys who are in there. There's a guy from a music group called Black Odyssey. His name's Q, and then my brother Casanova, he'll be there.
Oh, Casanova's playing. Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah, I saw him the show before that.
Yeah,
yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah, he's really good.
So, so how did you get cued into the Rugged Arts Showcase? Because I'm sure there are some artists out there that would like to be able to perform once a month in Charlottesville.
Yeah, well, a Fellow Man, he actually works over at MHS, and when I was in high school, he used to always tell me, hey, man, come out to, like, you know, the showcase, like, come out and do a set, and I would always be like, I don't know, because I would always get, like, really nervous about my music and stuff like that, but there's one time he messaged me on Facebook, and he just asked me to, you know, come through, and I was just like, you know, I'll do it, so I went, and I did it, and I had such a great time. First time I was ever there. So I was like, hey, I'm going to keep doing this whenever they ask me to come and do it.
Yeah. It's a great showcase. It's always a wide breadth of people there. And, we actually, the last time we had people in the audience that didn't know there was a showcase going on that night.
Yeah.
They just came to like hang out at Tea Bazaar, and they're like, what? There's a show? Oh my God.
Yeah.
But I'm glad it's getting a lot of play. It's a really good, really good thing that
is great
that they do. So what's your next show?
Not too official with this one at the Magnolia House on November 16th. I know some guys, equally opposite, good friends of mine, they're doing a show there. And they invited me to come along and, you know, do a little set there, as well as Keith and Danielle's.
Oh.
So I feel like we'll all end up coming together and doing that. So, yeah.
That'd be a good show.
Yeah, it'll be a really
good
show.
I like Equally Opposite. They're awesome.
They're great. They're awesome.
Yeah, they got the place hype too last time.
Yeah. We have some music in the works.
Oh. All right, so we're going to play some.
We should do a drop first.
You are so... You're so bossy today, Clinton.
What?
What do you mean?
What? Since when? What? Since when am I bossy? What are you talking about?
So we have to do a drop first?
We don't have to. Just that was a suggestion.
Okay. Drop first. Jeez.
Hi, this is Jason Burke of the Six Pack Songwriter Series. You're listening to 94.7 FM, Homegrown.
La, la, la. Who really wanted with the boy? Y'all don't really want it with the man. I just want to afford a Ford four-door and a quarter some grams. And while you posting on the gram, I'm experiencing different strands. Wishing I was tripping on the beach with my phone in my hand, no shirt and my toes in the sand. Who really want it with me? Who really want it with God? I'm out by the ocean, token, joking, chilling with the whole damn squad. Open up my eyes to the light, free your mind and live your life, cause every day is a fight. And when you win it, you'll be grinning, cause you get a percentage of this happiness. Crack a smile on the shame, cause I'm winning. And who knows where I go after life? I don't know, I don't know, I don't. When I found you, it felt like I found a fountain of youth. I'm on top of a mountain while mounting your soul to amount to a person like you. Now how can I allow you to slip through my hands? I was busy lacing my Vans and dreaming of fans. Got a van full of friends and a book full of raps that you can't understand. Live for the highs and live through the lows. Focus on your mind, just smile and cleanse your soul. Oh, oh, oh. I remember those days when we were days in at the day's end. And I'm tired from putting days in, but the outcome is so amazing. And I was never in the projects, just in the stew making projects, trying to make it to the top of the spot. Never drop, never flop, be the number one prospect. And you a flop, you a joke, you an op. You gon' choke every time you get the mic, you better stop it. And while you sleeping on me, when I speak on the beat, I can show you how to do it, I'm a prophet. And when the prophets come, I get it popping. Pray I get enough to take my whole family shopping. Now who gon' stop this flow like a comet, trying to blow it up and be the real kamikaze. Counting all these bills, no Cosby.
No who?
Ballin' like a wizard, not Ozzy.
Nah, what?
When I spit flows, all the jaws dropping. You should go to Kinko's, cause you want a copy. Feeling like a pilot in a cockpit. Trying to get it jumping like a mosh pit. I'm trying to get my wallet like a garden. And I want to get some green like Boston. Toast to the gods and my silver see-through closed eyes. You better rise when now you arrive at the top of the spot with a laugh and a smile. And everybody want it with the boy. And everybody want it with the man. I just can't understand why they want it so bad. I just can't comprehend. And why the flow doping in the crack pipe? And I wonder when your album gon' drop. I wonder when they sell it on the stores. And I wonder if my homies gon' cop. Wonder if I hit the top of the charts of a Forbes and a Ford, mama's house or a yacht. I pray to God that I'm never gonna stop. Till I'm in a hall of rock with some diamonds on my watch. Or a rise in my bank account. Or clothes from a designer that I can't pronounce. I'm trying to make amounts of cash to last my whole life. And I'll laugh when I take some out. I'm trying to get it jumping like Jordan. I'm floating in my dreams and I'm soaring. I never get a chain imported. Because I'm a free man like Morgan.
These Days by Malk. Malk, that was fat.
Thank you.
That was nice.
Thank you.
That was nice. So who produced that?
David Glover from Monticello. He's a good friend of mine, but at the time he was my music production teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Came in one day and I was just like, hey, Mr. Glover, like, I have this song I really want to record. So I ended up, I don't think I went to class that day. I ended up just sitting in this, I ended up sitting in the studio for the entire day, just for, like, doing different takes of that song. And finally I got the one that I wanted. And then I just came down. I told him to come down. I was like, hey, can you just come down and just like master this for me? And he came down and he, you know, fixed it up for me and made it sound good. So
cool. Cool. So you're very, very smooth. As a rapper, at least on that track, can you talk about your relationship to flow? I mean, what do you think? I mean, have you consciously thought about how you want your flow to go or what?
I haven't really figured out like a consistent flow that, you know, I want to like match just me as an artist. I kind of just, I'll listen to a beat and I kind of just like rap like gibberish in my head, and then I'll figure out a flow that I want, and then I'll just start writing based upon that flow. But I don't really have like just any form of like set flow. I try to experiment with flows too. Just like I try to use like the old school flows and like the new school flows and stuff like that, and kind of maybe mix them together, make them sound good.
Yeah, because we were just talking as the track was going about the variety,
yeah,
in hip hop, and I hear and now I realize that I started saying that because I hear a lot of variety in that track.
Yeah, yeah, hip hop has come a long way, man. It's ridiculous, and it's like it's progressing each day, and there's always like so much change in the industry. It's crazy.
So who are your influences? Who are you pulling inspiration from?
Well, my two biggest influences.
I know that's the most boring of music radio questions, but it's a legitimate question. Yeah. That's why I'm curious.
I'm a crazy huge Jay-Z fan. Kanye West. I think Jay-Z is just like, you know, the rapping part of it all, and Kanye is like the soul and like the singing and, you know, putting melodies in it. I'm a big Chance the Rapper fan, and then any other artists. My best friend, Meddy, he's crazy talented, and he makes, like, insanely great music, and he's a big influence as an artist. We always push each other, just, like, just from being best friends, we just push each other to, you know, continue to make music together.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good.
Want to listen to another one?
Oh. Do we have another track?
We have another track.
Well, then, let's do that noise.
Yo. 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 I'm trying to wake up saying life is picture perfect. I'm trying to get a couple million for these verses. I want to see the limelight, I hope it's worth it. Bad, bad, red lipstick and Louis Vuitton. I do it for the fam, especially my pops. My mama never had a lot, I give her everything I got. I was born to be a king, so I'm dying at the top. I'm buying every single thing she wants, that's on the auto lot. And I don't even want to flex, but it's jealous I'm the best. The way they steady sending shots, I should probably wear a vest. I'm a youngin' on the court, but I'm still ballin' with the vets. You think I'm coolin' with the rest, the way my brain attacks. Now everybody wanna be the man, go to parties, pop his in. Papa Molly, take a picture, post it on their Instagram. Sippin' lean with the gang, I'm tryna be a better man. Cause Jesus took the wheel and now I'm focused on a better plan. Praying for some better days, flowing like a heavyweight. I look around my competition, looking like some featherweights. Boy, you just an ankle weight, you claim you want that paper chase. Just look around, your peers holding you down just like a paperweight. Music changes seasons, flow is hot, the lyrics freezing. I be walking around with halos on my head like I was Jesus. Tryna put my brother's truck on 24s and call him Reavers. Jesus Christ, I'm burning up, somebody throw me in the freezer. And I'm steady spitting ether, split your soul like I'm the Reaper. Spitting just so I can teach you that I'm dope, it's the Reaper. And I'm on another level when I spit this. My lyrics make dimensions split when I rip this. You niggas bragging about your packs and how you flip that. Well, I'm just slaughtering the mic when I grip that. Look at the flick of the wrist. Walk in the room and they flicking the pics. You cannot comprehend all the words that I spit in you, man, cause I'm gonna get rich. Trying to get big with the villainous. How can I hope on the realest of spit? My brother's again and I got it. I pick up the profit, get profit, we all get a split. Rappers is mad and they call it a quiz. Heavy, they mad, I was born by the gift. They hate me, they jealous, they want me to stop. God, I promise I'm never gonna quit. I'm on my wave, I'm on my grind. Never work harder than this. I never been smarter than this. I never got caught in a ditch. I'm
up in the point of- All right.
Halos.
21 minutes past the hour, and you're listening to, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Homegrown, your show about local art. We're sitting here with Malk, listening to some tunes of his, talking to him about his rap. You know, let's do some commercials that we should have done in the last break. Malk, thank you so much for coming on our show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Please give our audience information about where they can find your music and where they can find you.
If you want to find my music, go on SoundCloud.com. Just type in Malcolm Wills. That's MalcolmWills, and you'll see a picture of me pop up, and in all capital letters, you'll see Malk. You can find me on Facebook. Just add me at Malcolm Wills. Instagram and Twitter at Malk the Rapper, and that is pretty much anywhere you can find me.
Thank you so much, sweetie. It was great having you.
Yeah, it was great being here. Thank you guys for having me.
And next time you have something coming up, come back.
Definitely.
Awesome. Thank you.
29 minutes past the hour. You're listening to, 24, 24 minutes past the hour. So I'm sorry. You have to understand. There's this little piece of paper on our control board, and from this direction, it covers up the top little bit of our clock. And so I can't tell whether it's 27 or 21 or 29 or 24. 25 minutes past. That's why you hear me say 20. What is it? What? 25 minutes past the hour. You listen to 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. This is Homegrown. Let's talk about some of the things that are going on artistically in our little artistic town. Currently running from now until November 29th, the American Shakespeare Center's Summer Fall Season continues. 12th Night, King Lear, Henry VI, Part 2 by Shakespeare, and the modern musical Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson. Boom, currently running until October 23rd, Bullet for Unaccompanied Heart at Four County Players in their small theater, The Cellar. Go check that out. Written by local playwright Robert Ray. Currently running until November 5th, The Electric Baby at Live Arts. Today,
gee,
I think
there's somebody we know in that show. Is it
today
there?
To publish yourself or to be published? That is the question, with instructor Bob Friedman at the Charlottesville Writer House from 1 to 4 p.m. October 18th, open mic at the Anteroom. October 20th, the Big Blue Door Improv Night at Seaville Coffee. Also on October 20th, the MFA Reading Series continues at Millie Joe Coffee and Gelato. This time, it's Sarah Brickman and Helen Chandler. On October 21st, Party Like a Rock Star, the Prince theme benefit for the Music Resource Center. Benefit, Music Resource Center, Prince. Three things. Once you hear them, why do you need to hear anything else? Go support a really good group. Go do some really good stuff. October. The first wordplay that came to mind was group to grope, and I'm like, no, that's just too, I'm not gonna, that's the trump card. Oh. October 21st, Words and Wine, the signature annual fundraiser for the Charlottesville Writer House. So word up. So on October 21st, you can go to a fundraiser for the Charlottesville Writer House and then chill over to do a benefit for the Music Resource Center. That's a good day. That's a good day. Comedy Writing Workshop with Ty Cooper on the 21st at V. Earl Dickinson Building at PVCC from 10 to 4. October 22nd, The Art of Writing Magical Realism at the Charlottesville Writer House. October 23rd, Where Am I From? Finding Your Voice Through Poetry with instructor Ebony Walden, again at the Writer House, and from the 23rd to the 27th at the University of Virginia in the first floor of Ruffin Hall Art Lab at Mountain Lake Biological Station, Nature Inspired Works of Arts. And here are just some of the many musical options you've got available to you today. Steve Vargo at Albemarle Cider Works, also Hot O'Brien at Fellini's, and King Golden Banshee at the Tin Whistle Irish Pub. Tomorrow, the Cannibal Lecter Death Organ Trio at Rapture. I was able to say it this week. October 18th, Tyler Dick at Fellini's. On the 19th, Her Checkered Past, that's Anne O'Brien and Frank Bechter at Glasshouse Winery. Aaron Lunsford Trio at the Bebedero. Albemarle Pipe and Drum at Dr. Ho's Humble Pie. And Peen, Charlottesville's premier Ween cover band at Rapture. Except no other Charlottesville Ween cover bands. Go to the top. October 20th, the Weed Eaters at the Whiskey Jar. Our boy Brady Earnhardt at Tin Whistle Irish Pub. Man on a Horse, that's Peyton Tochterton's band at the Southern Cafe Music Hall. If you missed their last one, here's another run. The Michael Ellswick Gathering at Fellini's. David Tewksbury, Aaron Lunsford, and Jenna Matthew going on. Skip Haga at Dirty Nelly's. And on the 21st, oh my goodness, Skip Jimmy O at the Heritage on Main. Eli Cook at Glasshouse Winery. Sarah White and the Pearls with J.J. Breeson. Going down, open mic night at James River Brewing, Gina Sobel at the Whiskey Jar, and on the 22nd, Better Off Dead and our friends Mama Tried at the Anteroom, Little Walter and the Convictions at Heritage on Main, and the Robert Joss Bay Trio at the Bebedero. Every Sunday, of course, it's Travis Elliott at Rapture. Every Monday, it's the Singer-Songwriter Night at the Local. Every Tuesday, the traditional Irish session at the Tin Whistle Irish Pub. On Wednesday, open mic at the Pro Renata Farm Brewery, Bob Bonetta at Cafe Katura, and the Mike Rosensky and Jeff Decker Quartet at Miller's for the jazz fans. It's the Woolen Writers Revival, hosted by Will Thomas Reed and Brian Craddock at Firefly on Thursday. And speaking of Thursday, and speaking of jazz fans, if you really want to get down to it, of course, stroll down to Miller's, because every Thursday it's the John Dearth Quintet, because every once in a while you just got to come down to Dearth. If you're an artist and have an event and you'd like us to announce it, we would love to do so. Tell it to us. Contact us at our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/homegrownWPVC. Or you can hand it to us at our handy-dandy email address, homegrown947@gmail.com. 30 minutes past the hour, you're listening to 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville, and this is Homegrown, your show about local art, brought to you by Blue Moon Diner. Blue Moon Diner, breakfast all day, every day, with brunch on Saturday, Sunday, and carefully constructed diner food in the afternoons and evenings. And did you like it?
Oh my God.
I went there yesterday. It was so good. I had an omelet. I had the Denver omelet with some hash browns, and their coffee was really good yesterday.
Their coffee's no joke.
Oh my God! Yeah, it was sweet. Had a nice time.
Yeah, I'm meeting some people there on Monday.
Ah, are you?
Because you know, I walk the walk that I talk.
Yes, you do.
And you know what also happens there?
What?
In the evenings.
Uh huh.
They grace us with local and visiting artists. This Tuesday, it's Daryl Sean, who does flamenco and African-influenced fingerstyle guitar.
Oh, my God!
From Pittsburgh. Who knew?
Pittsburgh?
Wednesday, who's that guy? Oh, Jim Wave.
Yeah.
Doing the country like when country wasn't cool. On Thursday, Charleston's Thunderin' Mikey Collins, the one-man banjo experience. He's there. And if you miss all that Friday, you can see the Travelers from Brooklyn. They're a really simple band.
Really?
Folk, blues, rock, hip hop, jazz, fusion. That's all.
That's all. A little bit of stuff in there.
Just a little bit.
Cool.
Just a little bit.
So I think we should go to our next guest.
Let's do that.
Yes.
Oh, you're not going to do this one?
Oh, you took it from me.
I was getting you to the page. Oh. I was trying to be helpful.
Why, thank you.
You're welcome.
We would like to welcome the homegrown, for the first time, we hope it won't be the last, local guitar god, Eli Cook.
What's up, man?
Eli, welcome to Homegrown.
Well, thanks for having me, Clinton.
It's my pleasure. How are you doing this morning? You awake yet?
I'm almost. I'm still trying to focus on that progenate word. I got a term. It's brogenate.
Oh my God! Is that when you go to a bar and just the number of bros just start one bro just generates another?
One begat many. I'm trying to get my biblical lyricism on here Sunday morning.
Excellent. Eli, you have been playing guitar in town and around town for a long, long time, right?
So long. Yeah, it's been a minute.
And known mostly as a blues aficionado.
Yeah, you gotta give it a name, or else you can't sell it. So that's the one that stuck.
So what is it that you call it, though? Because you're not just strictly blues.
No, in fact, if you really know anything about blues music and get into it, you wouldn't really qualify me as it. So I just call it, rock, American music, it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that, whatever pays the bills.
The hard gospel.
Yeah. This is strictly, what's the word? Legal. I don't know.
Exactly. So we have so you've got something coming up. Speaking of something that is hard to quite quite peg stylistically.
Yeah. So we've done a Hendrix tribute now and then as a means to dupe the public into letting us play some nicer venues and the Ix has been gracious enough to allow me to put this fiasco on, and we're going to do it as a benefit for the Ix Park, because the Ix is awesome, and it's been such a strong positive force of bringing community together in Charlottesville, and we wanted to do something to give back to them, and it's always fun to play some Jimmy.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, man, I'm working on my perm, but once I get this bro glow going on, it's gonna be good.
So talk about your relationship with Jimmy. Like, how long have you been in? Can you remember? Because I can't. Can you remember the first time you were exposed to Jimmy? The first time you heard Jimmy?
The first time, I'm pretty sure I heard a lot of it as a child, but it never really had much of an effect on me until I was watching, I think it was one of the finer works of Mr. Steven Seagal. I think it was Under Siege. I don't know, one of the classics. That was
one of the classics of his oeuvre.
Yeah, I celebrate the man's entire catalog, but there's a scene where Tommy Lee Jones is on the chopper and he's flying in and he's coming to you know, take over the ship or you know, cut off Seagal's ponytail or something, and he's flying in and the intro to Voodoo Child comes in. It's like, I was like 12. I said, oh my God, Tommy Lee Jones, that wah-wah sound. Hello, life. It's all so clear. And so, Steven Seagal plays guitar, too. You can YouTube
him. Does he?
Oh, yeah. He has a band, and his band is really good. And he gets up there, and he really believes in himself. It's awesome. You should see. He has a flying V and everything.
No.
Oh, I'm not kidding.
Okay. I love how he gets up there and he really believes in himself. Like, he doesn't say that he's bad. He doesn't say that he's good.
But he's Seagal. He probably gives that sort of that Tai Chi feel to the whole.
It wouldn't matter how well he played. You have to bask in the glow. Him and who else? Bruce Willis. His stage name is Bruno. You can look this up. He has albums. He's a harmonica player.
See, I knew that Bruce Willis had a band. Also,
Sutherland has a band too.
Kiefer Sutherland has a band.
Yeah.
See, I know that Kevin Bacon and his brother, they tour as the Bacon Brothers.
It's not cheesy at all.
It's not.
Oh, man.
I'm sure that you know it's so hard to break into the music business. I imagine that these guys became movie stars just so they could support their music habit.
Yeah, I'm going about it wrong. I should have done theater so I could sing or something.
Should have gotten in that Seagal movie. That's what you should have.
Yeah, man. But November 4th at the Ix building, we're going to do a Jimi Hendrix tribute, and it's a benefit for the Ix. And, it should be a fun show. My buddy James Cunningham with Rock Show Lighting, who does all the big spectacle lighting shows around town, he's gonna come out and do up some psychedelia for the ambiance.
And, nice.
Yeah, keep it legit. So.
Nice. I was about to say, what Hendrix are you going to do? And the thing is, it's like he was so big, but he was alive for such a short time.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. No, it's ridiculous. His A-level career, so to speak, lasted about 4 years, and they're still putting out posthumous releases of stuff that he was working on. And it's not like they're putting out demos and you know, remixes of tunes. It's like, oh, here's another six tracks that he pretty much had finished that hadn't been mastered yet. And so he was writing and recording nonstop for the entire time that they would let him in a studio, right up until he, kicked the bucket.
That's just, that astounds me, because I listen to Hendrix and I think he's so vibrant, at least on the recordings. And I think, how can a man who was probably taking more drugs than I can imagine be that steadily prolific?
A couple things, man. Tolerance and the drugs then were not as strong. When I got all my Hendrix records together, I had to, you know, throw out my Clapton and the Who records. Okay, never mind. Start again. No, Jimi Hendrix is always, he's one of those artists that's continually inspiring to listen to, because there's always some other nuance or subtlety in there that you didn't quite pick up on the first time. And yeah, it's good to be inspired.
It's interesting that you mentioned throwing out your Clapton and the Who. I was watching this 12-hour documentary on rock and roll that I think Time Life put out once, and there's this, and they just interview everybody. And there's this wonderful moment. I think they're talking to Pete Townshend, where he says he's walking into a club in London, and he sees, I think it's John Sebastian, walking out with just this ashen look on his face. And he's like, hey, what's going on? He says, he looks at him and says, I just saw the guy who's going to put us all out of business. And it was Hendrix.
That's why they had to get rid of him, man. all these British guys are going to lose their jobs.
Yeah, it's like, go back to America. Go back to America.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he was the real deal.
Cool. Do we have something to play here?
I brought my violin here. I can
go play.
There you go.
Can you hear that?
Yes, sir.
All right. See if that antelope wanders back in here while I'm singing. All right. So I'll try to butcher some Jimmy for you here.
Full of daring, rather unsteady for the first go around. Anyway, yeah. And my yellow in this case is not so mellow. In fact, I like to say it's that you like me. All these emotions of mine keep turning, give up my life to a rainbow like you. Well, they're all born of love.
Bold as Love by Hendrix. Dang, if you're just joining us, where was you? Where was you? 43 minutes past the hour. This is 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville, and this is Homegrown, your show about local art. We're here with Eli Cook talking about his upcoming Hendrix tribute, Bold as Love, tribute to Jimi Hendrix. That was his lesser known little brother, Stevie.
It was originally called Bro is Love.
Bro is Love.
But the focus groups did not test well.
So, Eli, for those people out there, I can't imagine there is someone, but let's just say there is someone.
Let's imagine
that there is someone out there who has not experienced Hendrix yet. I know the earth just tilted a little. It's okay.
It's the big one.
No.
It's the big one. Elizabeth, I'm coming. Okay, you have to do a Google search on that if you're really young.
Yeah. What would you say to someone especially, well, I guess a younger someone today to get them to listen to Hendrix?
Well, I would say find the Under Siege series. Start there. if you have not had the pleasure of letting your ear holes rest on some Hendrix, you gotta get you some, man. And you know, start at the beginning, start at the very beginning, you know, the first album, then go to the second album and get in there. And yeah, YouTube is a thing. It's a blessing and a curse. But if nothing else, you can at least get a little bit of Hendrix flavor for free before you go buy the record. Although you should go buy the record and support some local music. I think I saw one of our Plan 9 colleagues wander by just a moment ago in here.
There you go.
Yeah.
So when you're dealing with someone who is as revered as Hendrix, how do you strike the balance, or do you think about striking the balance between, because you are no small shakes yourself,
yeah,
and you've got your own style, you've got your own flair. How do you strike the balance between playing Hendrix the way you would play it and of course playing it the way people expect to hear it? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Sure. Well, one of the reasons that if you're a musician, or even if you're not, just a creative force in general, Jimi Hendrix's approach to music is very very in keeping with you know, the jazz performers of the 50s and 60s, Miles Davis. The concept of, you know, start with an idea or a form for a piece of music, but never play it the same way twice. And he was constantly changing and improvising live, and his live catalog is just as vast as his original recorded catalog. I mean, he would, you know, there's a story about he got a hold of the master tapes for Sgt. Pepper's before the album was released.
Uh-huh.
Because that was, everybody was in London, and I think Paul McCartney or someone left the master tape in the taxi or something, and the taxi driver, you know, who's someone's drug dealer or something, took it over to Hendrix and said, "Hey, check this out, I got." So Hendrix listened to it all night, took it back to Paul McCartney, who was, you know, having a heart attack, like hiring, you know, goons to go search the city for the master tapes, and it was like, okay, it's all good. And then, you know, that weekend they go down to the club, and Hendrix is playing most of the songs from Sgt. Pepper's, and he's playing it live, and you know, his version, of course, but
right.
And that's the sort of creative force he was, and you know, his music, it's a testament to how powerful his songwriting is. Artists such as Jimi Hendrix or Johnny Cash, their songs are so powerful that it's why you can have other artists constantly, reshaping them and doing their own versions, and why there are so many tribute albums. It doesn't have to be performed the way you hear it on the album. Like Little Wing, you could sing a cappella at a funeral, and it would, you know, be up there with,
yeah,
who's the great pop opera singer, the blind guy. I'm drawn.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, yeah, you know, in my mind, I'd be like, it fits right there. So the songs are so good that, you know, as long as you capture the energy, the inspiration, that little spark, you get that in there.
Now you've done it. Now you've added a tune to my list of covers that should have happened, but that I will never hear. And that's Andre Bocelli.
Yeah, man.
Doing Little Wing straight a cappella.
He should.
Oh my God. Somebody get that.
So Leslie and I are mostly writers and also mostly theater people. And in theater, I mentioned this once at a past show, we relive our history. Like, we're always redoing other people. And theater is mostly an interpretive art form. Like, somebody, a playwright does it, and we're interpreting their stuff.
Sure.
Right? And so we're constantly doing old stuff. Live Arts is doing Guys and Dolls now. Strange, weird. Music, it seems, very different, because there's such a push for new material. Do you see, and it seems like it's rare that people get a chance to go. And in fact, it seemed to get a chance to go over other people's stuff. And in fact, sometimes it feels like there's a dismissive attitude towards doing covers. Do you see that there's some value in working through somebody else's material?
Well, I don't know. Shakespeare was okay, but I don't know why we bother.
You know? He was so totes 16th century, though.
He was a strong bro with the penmanship. And, you know, I think it's because a large part of that that I don't know what you call it, stigma or whatever, is because of technology and. You know, people, you know, it's great to have new material and to be creative in that way. But at the same time, I think there's a loss in the emphasis and the importance and the appreciation of honing the craft, the performance, the art of live performance in and of itself is a craft. The art of just playing your instrument is its own craft. Being an entertainer is one thing. Being a musician is a different thing. So there are all these elements that, you know, it's why your mainstream pop corporate acts have to have, you know, hired guns to play the instruments, and then everything is, you know, note for note every night, the same thing. It's not a living, breathing art. In those instances, it just isn't. Versus, you know, go check out Wynton Marsalis, and all his incarnations, whether it's with an orchestra or whatever, and it's very different. And the difference is that someone like Wynton Marsalis or Jimi Hendrix could just sit and play cover songs, and they would be original still. That's the beauty, and that's part of the fun, and is you know, it would still be, it's theirs, you know, they put their mark on it, and you hear that phrase thrown around like, oh, they do it their way, they their own interpretation, but it's really a thing, you know, you have to, and I'm sure it's the same with theater, you know, whether you're doing Shakespeare or Guys and Dolls, you know, you don't want to just get up and say, okay, how did Brando do this? Well, you're not going to do it the way Brando did, because you're not Brando, and you don't have his memories and his experiences. So, but you do have your own, and you have to figure out how to pull from that and make it work.
Cool. Do you have another one in you? Can we squeeze another one out of you right before we go?
Squeeze away. All right. This is my best. This is my best Andrea Bocelli.
Eli. Thank you for coming on Homegrown.
Yeah, man.
Make sure you go see the Eli Cook Band.
On Bold as Love, a tribute to Hendrix, November 4th at the Ix Art Park. Oh, my gosh, if you're not there, Square doesn't begin.
Yeah.
Describe it. Steven Seagal will come and look down at you.
Yeah, yeah, Daddy-O.
All right, that's enough for this week. Stay tuned afterwards for the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, a previously aired episode. Your host, Rick Moore, will be talking to Robin Jackson, director of the Civility School. Who knew we had a Civility School? Who knew? I didn't know. Obviously, I have not been there. I think I was in detention right? in Civility School for all of that time, talking about manners and etiquette.
that's not either one of us, man.
That's so not either one of us. We'd like to thank our guests, Malk and Eli Cook. Come back and see us next week. Thank you very much. I'm not used to doing the ending. It's been Homegrown.
You've been listening to Homegrown on 94.7 WPVC LP Charlottesville. You can contact the show on Facebook by searching Homegrown Charlottesville. Be sure to tune in again next Sunday at 10 for Homegrown, only on 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.